remember the magic word. The magic word is no! Step on into the secret kindergarten, Saturdays 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Revolution Radio.
Anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Look, you stupid bastard. You've got no arms left.
Yes, I have.
Look.
It's just a flesh wound.
I don't believe I've seen such a display of courage, skill, nerve, grace, stupidity.
I'll do you for that.
What?
Come here. What are you going to do, bleed on me? I'm invincible.
You're a loony.
The Black Knight always triumphs.
Roundtable Live, Monday through Friday, 1 a.m. till 4 a.m. Eastern Time. Bring your mind, bring your ideas, bring your voice. King Arthur had nothing on us. Here, Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. All right, thanks for listening while we take that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
Hello, hello. Yes, today is the 16th of May, 2024. We're just going to go with the flow a little bit. Just go with the groove. Get yourself a nice quiet place and dig it, man. Thank you. breathe out, breathe in, breathe out. Everybody nice and limber now.
Yeah.
Again, it is the sixth day of
May
2024. You are listening to Studio A. This is Revolution.Radio Freedom Slips. And I am your host, Roclone number 12. And it's a pretty sunny day. It's cooler than usual out here in California. But I guess I'll take it. Yes. We're listener supported, by the way, here on Revolution.Radio. You can go to Revolution.Radio on your web page browser thingy, and there's a donate section. You can. That's the only way we make any money to pay bills. There's no salaries. It's all volunteer. So if you'd like to help keep us on the air, we've been on the air for 14 years or so. So I know that there's a lot of, well, there's a few stations that have been on for quite a while that are aren't on anymore, or I think GCN is going off the air today, actually. I think today is the last day of GCN. That's where, wow, I mean, I listened to GCN. I remember when Alex Jones, Dr. Kevin Barrett was there. I think, he was, I produce for Dr. Barrett, by the way, every Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific time here on Studio A. He was from GCN at one point in time. There's Michael Rivero, Alex Jones, who is the other, I forget, Jack Blood, many others got their start. Truth Frequency is also off the air right now. There's no more Truth Frequency Radio. We have several hosts that were there at one point. Zen Garcia was over on Truth Frequency Radio. He's a host here as well. Several others. So it's sorry and sad to see these, powerhouses go down. And so we don't want to be part of that. We want to stay on the air as long as possible, and we cannot do that without your help. So please, crypto would be nice. Crypto, we have Bitcoin. You can send Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, and Ethereum. And yeah, I mean, hey, crypto fam, send us a little something, something, would you? We could really use it. Anyway, we'll get started. This is, by the way, Crypto Corner. We do cover some crypto stuff on this show, so why don't we do that? Right after we say hello to Johnson & Cajones Incorporated in our chat room. We also have May Street 139 in our chat room, which is on the Matrix system. You can find us in the Matrix directory now. Finally, that's working. Flippy Troll, Gear Jammer, Surrey Sunflower, thank you very much for a good show. Memes, who else? Who else? Who else? Batsman. Take a deep breath. Is everybody nice and relaxed? Yes. All right. Who else? Scrolling up. Scrolling up. Pat Krolik. Flea. I saw a Flippy Troll in there somewhere. May Street 139. Wall-E. I saw Noreen. Lavender Streams. So, shout out to Gear Jammer. I know you're out there somewhere. Oh, there's Gear Jammer. Okay. I thought I saw you. All right. Who else? Is there anybody that I didn't mention? I wonder whatever happened to Hyro. Hyro, you're probably not listening, but shout out to Hyro if you're out there, Hyro. Me in France. Shout out to you too, and several others. Okay, so let's look at the prices real quick, then we'll go to news and crypto. Bitcoin at 63,000. I still think it's probably going to, it'll probably go down to 40 before it goes to 100. And everybody's like, oh, well, how can you say that? Well, because that's just the way it is. It's just volatile, and this little needle goes up and down, and it gets bigger and wider. And you're going to see, like, remember when I said, remember, if you listen to the show, you will remember when Bitcoin was like $1,000 or whatever. I'm like, when Bitcoin's over 50,000, you're going to see $10,000 moves. I said that. Remember? I'm like, it's going to move up like 10 grand and down 10 grand in a matter of like days, if not sooner, maybe even seconds. And that's what it's doing. It went up to 70 something. Now it's back down to 60 something. Went down to 50 something. Now it's back up to 60 something. So 40 is not that far away, and neither is 100. So I think it's going to go back down to 50 and then maybe up to 60 and then down to 40 and then up to 70 and then up to 100 and then down to 50. So HODL. Remember HODL? You remember HODL? That's the reason then. It's a HODL. Okay. Ethereum is a little over 3 grand. BNB is about 589. Binance is not doing too well in the United States. SEC is too happy, and then people want to put CZ in jail for a little bit. He's one of the richest guys on the planet, by the way. Solana, 153. XRP is at 54 cents, still staying above that 50-cent line. Dogecoin is down to 15 cents. Lost about a nickel, but it's still above a dime. Get your Dogecoin. Get it now. Cardano, 46 cents. They're saying, oh, no, it's going to go to 40 cents before it goes to a dollar. Probably true. Shiba Inu at 0.00002405 pennies. Get it now while it's hot. Tron is at 11 cents. Bitcoin Cash at 475. Not much really of a change in the market, you know, where it's been in the last couple of months. Fear and Greed Index is about neutral right now. Almost toward greed, but not quite there yet. Jack Dorsey's block is to raise $1.5 billion in senior notes offering. A Satoshi-era dormant Bitcoin address has awoken after 10 years. They know about my Bitcoin address? A dormant Bitcoin address dating back to the era when Satoshi Nakamoto was still active has woken up after 10 years. The Bitcoin wallet containing 687 Bitcoins or four. Hey! Oh, wait. No, that's not mine. Or is it? Is that my wallet? Wait, let me check. 687 Bitcoins. Holding 43.9 million, transferred its holdings to two different wallets on May 6th, today. The wallet first transferred 625 Bitcoin to an address starting with BC1QKY and 61.9 Bitcoin. Well, that's for the Lambo. To BC1QDC. The movement of funds from very old wallets, especially from the Satoshi era, often sparks curiosity among the crypto community. The term Satoshi era relates to the early days after Bitcoin was created with its pseudonym Nakamoto. The Dolphin was active online in forums. I talked to him once. I did. Well, I didn't talk to him directly. I sent a message and he like responded. It was on the crypto forums. You know how I got to those? And I was on those, and after I saw, well, I actually started out with the high-yield investment programs. They're illegal to have those sites here in America, but I was living overseas, and they have this what they call HYIP, H-Y-I-P websites, which most 99% of it's scam. It's like all these Ponzi schemes and pyramid schemes. Well, you're going to earn 40% a day, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And there was this little Bitcoin logo. Bitcoin. Yeah, mathematic cryptographic money. And so, well, an idea.
That was when anybody could mine it. Oh, my goodness. Nakamoto is active in online photos or forums. One such wallet woke from dormancy in August, almost 14 years after. Just woke up one day and transferred over 1,000 bitcoins mined in 2010. So there suggests is more likely associated with early miners, early adapters, early buyers just trying to make a profit, just going like, you know what? It's about time to cash out a few of those bitcoins and move off to Never Never Land. That's actually not a bad idea. Where would you move to if you could just cash out a whole bunch of bitcoins? Tell me in the chat room. I want suggestions. Go ahead. Put where in the world would you, if you're like, okay, I can move anywhere on the planet now, where would you go? Anywhere, you know, you could go to, well, anywhere. Just start typing in. Go ahead. Come on. Gear Jammer, Johnson Cajones, May Street, Flippy Troll. Where would you move to if you could move to any place on the planet? And money was not really, you didn't have to worry about it. He's like, no, nah, you know, it's too expensive. You could go to the expensive places. Would you move to Hong Kong? Hey, there's some expensive penthouses in Hong Kong. One of the most, anyway, these dormant wallets contain 1,798,681 Bitcoin, worth around $121 billion. And all these mystery wallets with all these money, who's got them? Where are they? What are they doing with them? They're going to, let's see, in July 2023, a wallet dormant for 11 years transferred $30 million. In November, three Satoshi-era wallets transferred $230 million. They're just like, I'm just moving like, you know, $10 million right now. Poof, there. It's a lot simpler than, you know, I got to call my bank. I got to get my ID and all this stuff. All right. What else? Back to extreme greed, past 65K. Pickup artists using AI. Deepfake nudes outlawed. What's this? Pickup artists using AI. So they're like, look at me. AI Tupac versus AI Drake. Deepfake nudes criminalized. Oh, in Australia and the United Kingdom, where they just want to keep you safe. Because you guys, both you, and Canada, I'm not Canada, any of those Commonwealth places. What's up, Commonwealth? You got a lot of cool stuff going on, but you're getting a little bit anal when it comes to the laws. I know it's not the people's fault. Hell, the people are cool. It's the government. And you really need to do something about that. The governments of Australia and the United Kingdom both announced plans to criminalize the creation of deepfake pornography without the consent of the people portrayed. Now, you might say, well, no, there's nothing that should be. Should be what? Quote, unquote, criminalized. It's a slippery slope. AII, that's A-I-E-Y-E, AII, reported in December that a range of apps, including Reface, Deep Nude, and Nudify, make the creation of deepfakes easy for anyone with a smartphone. Deepfake nude creation websites have been receiving tens of millions of hits each month. Huh. Fake is a media outrage arrest. So Baltimore police arrested a former athletic director of Pikesville High School, Dazhan Darian, however you say that name, over allegations he used AI voice cloning to create a fake racism storm, fakeism, in retaliation against, oh yeah, the school's principal. I saw something about this. He was like, I think, wasn't he a coach? Yeah, athletic director. Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay, making racist comments about black and Jewish students and trying to, like, frame this white guy, I guess. But whoops. Anyway, that's a fail. Meta failed also with their new AI. Everybody seems to not really like it. They actually use the word hate, Meta's new AI integration in Instagram search bar, mostly because it's too eager to chat. It's kind of like that little paperclip. You remember that little paperclip? It used to just pop up. What the hell is that? And now people are like, no, he was cute. A little paperclip. Now it's annoying. I don't need a paperclip. I need it. Anyway, the bot has also been joining Facebook conversations unprompted. It's just butting in. It's like, hey, well, you know, and talking nonsense after a question is asked in the group, and no one responds within an hour. So it's like, nobody's going to say anything. Okay, did you know that strawberries have little tiny worms in them? What? Nobody's talking to you, AI. We're not even talking about freaking strawberries. Oh, my goodness. Koh Phangan, Thailand, Zion, Utah, Rural Japan. Three good suggestions. Rural Japan, that's nice, yeah. Just way out there in the middle of nowhere in your own little... What do they call Japanese mansions? Koh Phangan, Thailand, huh? I guess that's a beautiful place. Mount Shasta, Rose Truck Stop. Good suggestions. What about anywhere on the European continent? Russia, Sochi, the Rivieras, South America. I'm sorry, Australia is just their laws and Australia used to be one of those, well, back in the world of the yellow sun, where they spell E-A-R-T-H, Earth, not U-R-T-H, I'm telling you. Whenever you got to remember, we're not on Earth anymore. All right, what else? Anything else? Bitcoin price is springs, 5%, yeah. Bitbot's presale passes 3 million after AI development update, human node. What's that? Whoa, let's go back. I can't go back. Why can't I go back? I can only go forward? No, I can go back. Here we go. Human node, a blockchain built with Polkadot SDK, becomes the most decentralized by Nakamoto coefficient. What does that mean? Layer 1 blockchain built with Polkadot has become the most decentralized blockchain network to date based on the Nakamoto coefficient. So based on Satoshi's it's a measure that represents how many node operators would be required to control the share of a layer one blockchain, which basically is enough to shut down the network if validators were to coordinate to do so. So the higher the number, the more decentralized the blockchain is. So you would need a certain amount of, you know, node operators. Like, okay, for human nodes, you need 236. Like Binance, you only need 6. For Ethereum, you need 1. 1. Just 1. Ethereum's not very decentralized. All right. What is human node built? It's the first crypto biometric blockchain. Oh, boy. Where one human equals one node equals one vote. It utilizes private facial recognition, which protects against multiple accounts and bots taking advantage of retroactive airdrops, DAOs, DeFi, NFT, mints, GameFi, and more. After just a year from mainnet launch, Humanode boasts 500,000 plus users and 70 plus projects utilizing its crypto biometric technology. Well, that's interesting. We'll have to look more into that. All right. What are we doing? Okay. What? What? Okay. Huh? Like Portugal, yeah. Day. That's the name of the song. I just like that song. Okay. Okay. The Fulford Report does not represent the views of Revolution.Radio. Freedom slips. Its appendages, its managers, its chatters, its producers, its listeners, anything. It is, by definition, the Fulford Report by Benjamin Fulford. He's been quite optimistic recently. So, we'll see. More so than I can say I have. I've not been as optimistic as Ben, but I don't have the pedigree and the behind-the-scenes information that Ben has. But, yeah, we're going to go ahead and go with it because Ben's a cool guy, and he does have some pertinent info that does come out here and there, and you never know. So, without further ado, except for a sip of this strange concoction. There it is. What's happening? Okay. Yes, that's right. The White Hats have won. The United States and Israel will cease to exist. World peace will begin. Uh-oh. Well, what about the people in the United States? Maybe it's time to leave the United States. So I saw Portugal on the list of places. South of Portugal. Ferragudo. Portugal. Now I've got to look that on the map here. Search the web. There it is. Ooh, that looks pretty. Where is it on the map here? Let's zoom out. Okay. I like. Yep. Not a bad little spot. All right. Okay. I like that pick, too. Your jammer. All right, the White Hats have won. The United States and Israel will cease to exist. World peace will begin. Dun-dun-dun. The White Hats have won. The secret war for planet Earth. We are now in an interregnum. However, little will be known to the public until the groundwork for creating new institutions, because you're not worth the truth, new institutions and global norms is completed. Public announcements will likely take place in the fall. However, here is a rough outline of what is about to happen. Okay, let's take notes. The United States Corporation will officially file for bankruptcy. It will be replaced by the Republic of the United States of North America. There will be a new capital, possibly in Winnipeg, Manitoba. The state of Israel will also cease to exist. It will be replaced by the state of Judea. Native Jews, erroneously called Palestinians, would rule the new state along with European immigrants. Both peoples will have equal rights and guarantees of religious and personal freedom. The UN Security Council, Security Council will be replaced by a 7-member World Council, a 7-nation army. The headquarters will likely be in Laos. World government, anyone? Members will be from Africa, America, China, and East Asia, excluding China, but including Oceania. Hey, wasn't that the name of one of those countries in that book? Oceania. Europa, including Russia, India, and the Muslim world. And the rest are here on Gilligan's Isle. Decisions on issues affecting the entire planet will be made by majority vote. Each region will have a veto power applicable only to that region, with two exceptions mentioned above. Existing nation states and corporations will continue to operate as normal. Well, isn't that nice? The process of transition to a new system will begin with a capital amnesty. This will involve a one-time write-off of all debts, both public and private. This will also entail a redistribution of assets. Details will be worked out publicly, taking into account feedback from the public, the private sector, governments, and other stakeholders. War crimes, tribunals, and a truth and reconciliation process will also be established
to ensure that the crime that has infested so many governments and institutions is eradicated root and branch. The functional parts of the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, the Bank of International Settlements, etc., will be transferred to the newly created Future Planning Organization, the FPO, staffed by a mediocratic staff. Each region will have its own future planning systems. The Western military-industrial complex will be given a new mission. Instead of stealing resources for the oligarchs, they will protect earthly life, including human life. This means they will use force, if necessary, to stop things like rainforest destruction and overfishing. They will also hunt down and destroy transnational criminal organizations, in particular global slave traders. They will be subject to international law and act as the law enforcement arm of the International Criminal Court. Well, that's the court that Israel and the United States don't recognize. The decisions mentioned above are the result of many years of negotiations between representatives of the East, the West, the North, and the South. To make all these changes possible, $100 trillion worth of gold-backed dollars will be issued. Additionally, once the systems are in place, more funds will be made available to begin a massive campaign to eradicate poverty, stop environmental destruction, and then greatly increase the quality and diversity of life. Well, that sounds nice. The big breakthrough that made all this possible came last week when Russia and Persia presented the U.S. military with an ultimatum. Either leave Israel or see it destroyed by nuclear warheads delivered by hypersonic missiles. Here's what the commander of the United States Space Force said about the situation. Persia has more than 30 active nuclear warheads. Persia and Russia are the only countries that have hypersonic missiles with speeds above Mach 20. The Israelis and the Americans do not have the technology to detect it, let alone to intercept it. This advanced technology from Persia will be given to the scientists of the U.S. military alliance under the leadership of Trump in exchange for peace in the region. The United States government agreed to throw Israel under the bus in exchange for this technology. The U.S. government sold out Israel, but they must stand up to the rest of the world. Israel will pay a heavy price when the situation is resolved. An independent Palestinian state will sooner or later be recognized by the UN. It is most likely that the state of Israel will cease to exist and all of Palestine or Judea will be restored once again. Israel will have to pay war reparations to the Palestinian or Jewish nation and rebuild the entire nation at no cost to the Palestinian/Jewish people, which means that what is left of the Zionist deep state will have to pay for the rebuilding. Unless he suffers a fatal accident first, Netanyahu will be in The Hague, Den Haag, to face charges of war crimes. He will be found guilty and publicly executed. Okay, I'll believe that when I see it. There is some news to back up these claims. For example, CIA Director William Burns flew to Qatar to deal with a situation requiring immediate action. In addition, for the first time since the genocide began on 7 October, the Biden administration stopped supplying weapons to the Israeli military. For his part, Iranian Foreign Minister Hussein Amir Abdollahian says that international pressure on Israel to end the genocidal war against the Gaza Strip has increased, meaning that the rights of Jews or Palestinians will be respected and that the Israeli genocide in besieged Gaza will come to an end. The International Criminal Court is also publicly preparing to indict the Israeli government for war crimes. The ICC also warned Israel not to threaten its personnel. Here is what a Mossad source said about the situation. The Zionist avatar Netanyahu, who is not of Jewish origin but a Zionist Khazarian, sings his favorite song, anti-Semitism. Netanyahu says that because he is Jewish, The International Criminal Court cannot issue an arrest warrant for him because that would be anti-Semitism. That's like these Moors and stuff. You can't touch me. I'm exempt from all of your laws. Anyway, by making this statement, he only inadvertently suggested that all criminals in America should simply convert to Judaism. When they commit rape, murder, car thefts, home invasions, and child trafficking, they can simply tell the police, "You can't arrest me. That would be anti-Semitic." Polish intelligence sources confirm that sufficient evidence has been submitted to the ICC on a confidential basis to issue an arrest warrant against Benjamin Netanyahu for war crimes and genocide against the Palestinians. The United States was forced to not to interfere in what is happening. Another war criminal is House Speaker Mike Johnson, who just sentenced himself to death on charges of inciting genocide, saying calls for a ceasefire in the Gaza Strip are outrageous.
The calls for a ceasefire are outrageous. We stand.
And there's a bunch of people waving the Israeli flag saying no ceasefire and stuff. So, no, let's kill, kill, kill. It's a bloodbath. Most other U.S. politicians are also likely to be charged with war crimes related to Khazari mafia-controlled Israeli and Ukraine. Only 7 out of 100 senators did not take money from AIPAC. Tommy Tuberville, that's a cool name, from Alabama. Alex Padilla and LaFonza Butler from California, Maxi Hirono from Hawaii, Rand Paul from Kentucky, Bernie Sanders from Vermont, Cynthia Loomis from West Virginia. They are the only ones that did not take money from the AIPAC. It is incredible how the Zionists control the government. $14.5 million contributed to pro-Israeli candidates, 98% of AIPAC back candidates won in the general election. Turkaya, or Turkey as it is called, is also forcing Israel to extradite Netanyahu and his fellow Satanists by stopping all trade. 40% of Israel's annual oil consumption is sent to the Turkish oil port of, Seyhan, and then shipped to Israel. The Houthis have also cut off oil and other supplies from the Red Sea to Israel. The Houthis will now also cut Israel off from the Mediterranean. We will attack all ships heading to Israeli ports in the Mediterranean in all areas that we can reach, Houthi spokesperson Yahya Sari is his name. Okay, Israel has no choice but to capitulate, just like Ukraine. The ICC will also certainly bring war crimes charges against the criminal regime of Volodymyr Zelensky in Ukraine. Polish intelligence notes that mentally retarded people, alcoholics and drug addicts, schizophrenics and epileptics, quote, are now being collected for slaughter. This will not last long, as only 15% of conscripts are currently fighting, sources said. Yeah, like half a million. A lot of people surrendered. Anyway, by the way, while the fake Trump shown on most American screens is a Zionist slave who advocates for Israel and Ukraine, the real CIC Trump throws both under the bus, as the source notes above, to see if there are more than one Trump. Look at the image below and decide for yourself. All right. I'll post the image in the chatty chat room. Give me a sec to grab it. By the way, I was watching this thing about this pep talk that was being given to a bunch of Slavic Russian soldiers, Russian soldiers of the Slavic persuasion. And, one of the observations is that the West, well, the pep talk was basically the guy was telling him, like, you're all going to go die. And, you know, but remember, you know, Russia, your motherland, will always remember you. You will be heroes and martyrs. And, you know, and the thing is, the observation was what a lot of people in the West fail to realize is, like, when the Western soldier goes to war, he wants to stay safe. He wants to come home to his family and his friends. So he goes to war, he goes to battle, and he is hesitant, and he is cautious, and he's careful, and he's reserved, because he has fear of not going home. But when many Russian soldiers go to war, they fully expect to die. And so they are not hesitant. They have no fear. They will charge into battle, and they will not stop, because for them, it's an existential thing. There's a mindset difference that many fail to comprehend, and that's just the way it is. Is, you know, they're very serious when they go to war. They don't just go to war. They have a reason. They have a conviction. So anyway, that's why they put a lot of stock in the holy, the, you know, part with the Orthodox priests are out there in the fields and all that and blah, blah, blah. Hey, and if you come back and if you come home and you don't die, then that's just a bonus. So there's a picture posted in chat of the different Trumps. You be the judge whether you think, you know. Here is what Polish intelligence sources said about Trump's actual actions. Around the world, special operations teams made up of elite military units and top secret intelligence units are conducting risky raids aimed at dismantling Biden's network of actors and clones. From hidden facilities in European warehouses to secret underground complexes in Asia, these teams storm bastions of deception and uncover absurd truths, one clone at a time. Field Marshal Douglas MacGregor also rallies American forces against the satanic globalists.
Americans, we confront an existential global crisis of which many Americans are not even aware. The world's globalist elites are crafting plans for totalitarian control over our lives. How is this possible? They're using digital identification and central bank digital currencies to track our every move, threaten our privacy, and hold our money hostage to their designs. The World Health Organization Pandemic Treaty is a noose around the neck of every nation, ceding national autonomy and authority to the United Nations under the guise of emergency preparedness. Like all totalitarians, they are employing fear as a weapon to justify mass control. They're snatching up our food and water supplies around the globe, seeking to control our most basic needs for survival. They're attempting to manipulate the weather system, pumping chemicals into our skies and gaslighting us, although we can see it clearly with our own eyes. Mainstream media are in lockstep with the globalist agenda that is under their control, pushing agendas and narratives that normalize insanity and demonize our humanity. Sadly, many have outsourced their critical thinking to these evil organizations against their own best interests. Americans should not be afraid of criticism when they question. They must not be afraid of the globalist elites and their agenda. Like the Pied Piper, people are being led to their own demise. The hypnotism is very real, and it's no accident. When we look around, many of us feel overwhelmed, coupled with a sense of hopelessness in the face of extreme totalitarian ambitions. I'm here to tell you, you're wrong. Each and every one of you is important, powerful, and crucial to this fight. At our country, our choice, we are fighting back against the evil ambitions of globalist elites. The time for self-doubt and complacency is over. You are an American. Americans don't ever give up without a fight. We are the first to fight tyranny. We must unite. We must convince our friends and family to unite. United, we are invincible. Divided is not even an option. Join us in our fight against global tyranny. go to globalism.ourcountryourchoice.com to arm yourselves on the realities we face. God bless you, and God bless America. Remember, the truth will set all of us free.
Our country, our choice. Interesting. Essentially, PsyOps Group 4 tells us that the world we live in is a digital battlefield. Oh, the digital battlefield. You know, I'll just tell you, when I worked at TRW, I worked on something called the digital battlefield. They gave us a tank. We had a tank, and we got to equip it with the latest and greatest technological stuff. Now, this was like many years ago, of course, so they've got a lot of better stuff. But back then, yeah, they had the digital battlefield was, you know, the satellites and the AWACS with the planes, and everything was incorporated in the tanks, and all every single component on the battlefield was integrated and talked to everything else. So it was on big smart matrix. Yeah, the digital battlefield filled with psychological warfare now in every corner and every sector of society, a.k.a. the Matrix. They are now working for the White Hats to destroy the Khazarian Mafia. Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars. So it's a sort of a compilation of digital technology, you know, and you see some soldiers, and there's little words that say "We are everywhere" that pop up. So it's kind of like a propaganda piece, you know, a Western-ish styled propaganda piece. Okay, although reports from Khazarian mafia-controlled media that Russian troops have entered an air base in Niger, occupied by U.S. troops, give the impression that some kind of battle is brewing. In fact, it's the other way around, as shown in a video of Russian and American soldiers dancing there, linked below. There is, let me see, I don't see the link. Wait, there's, let's see what this one is. Okay, all right, meanwhile, yeah, Russian. Okay, well, let's see. Изгиб гитары желтый, ты обнимешь нежно. Струна осколком эха пронзит тугую высь. Качнется купол неба большой и звездно-снежный. Как здорово, что все мы здесь. Okay, I guess it's Russian soldiers and American soldiers are hanging out on a base in Niger, dancing. Okay. Let's see. Share military. Russia and the United States still share a military base in Niger. Forgetting for a moment about geopolitics, Russian and American soldiers dance. There's no need to kill and die for the oligarchs and globalists. Well, that's very true, S.L. Kanthan. That is absolutely very true. There is no reason for us, wherever we're from, whether, you know, to dance and die for the oligarchs. We should just dance with each other. The White Hat and American military is working with the Russians to destroy the Khazarian Mafia. In a visible manifestation of this international shutdown, El Salvador's president, Nayib Bukele, El Presidente Nayib Bukele, announces that he is reviewing every official in the executive branch of his government for bribery. Oh, boy, I bet a lot of people are shaking in their boots because this guy, he don't mess around. He does not mess around.
I would not want him looking in my direction going, let's audit you.
That's all I could say.
Como pueden ver ustedes todos.
But what I could see is that everyone here is
los que estamos aquí reunidos son
from the executive branch.
Parte del ejecutivo. Del órgano ejecutivo, que es el que del cual yo estoy encargado. Es el,
from the executive branch that I oversee, except for one person, the attorney general.
Siendo una persona. Es el fiscal general que está aquí. Él no es del ejecutivo.
He's not part of the executive branch.
Y está acá.
But he's here for a simple reason.
Por una razón bien sencilla. Y es porque le quiero pedir en público de que
I want to ask him publicly to investigate everyone sitting here.
He's like, hey, I want to ask him publicly right now for everybody. You're all on notice.
Digamos a todos los que están acá. Para atrás.
Retroactively and in the future. So we're going to be watching you, even if you've been cool, but we're going to see what skeletons you got in your closet.
Hey, para adelante. Yo me...
I imagine that there should be no problem with that.
Imagino que, pues, no hay ningún problema, ¿no? Hay una persona que me dijo una vez, mire, y tú...
Someone once asked me, are you afraid of death?
No le temes a la muerte. Yo le dije, no, pues claro, nadie se quiere morir.
I said, of course, nobody wants to die.
Yo no...
I don't want to die.
Me quiero morir, pero... Yo sé que...
But I know that I will die someday, like anyone else.
Me voy a morir algún día, como todos. Sí, algo que no...
Death is the one thing we cannot escape.
Se puede escapar de la muerte. Todos los que estamos aquí en...
100 years from now...
Pues, en 100 años, pues... No.
None of us here will still be alive.
No va a haber nadie vivo. Nadie.
None of us. Nobody's sitting here.
Ninguno de los que estamos aquí, ni por más
It's very likely
que nadie sabe cómo se llama.
That nobody knows their grandfather's father's name. Do you know your grandfather's father's name?
El papá del abuelo de uno.
But if there is one thing I fear.
Pero hay algo que yo sí le tengo miedo. Y es a dejar un mal legado.
Is leaving a bad legacy.
Y hay presidentes, unos
There are some presidents, some in prison, and some on the run.
Esos otros fugitivos, pero la mayoría...
But most are remembered as criminals.
La mayoría son recordados como ladrones. Yo no quiero ser recordado.
That is not how I want to be remembered.
Recordado como el ladrón. Entonces yo no robo, porque no...
So I don't steal, because I don't want to be remembered as a criminal or as corrupt.
Quiero ser recordado como el ladrón o el corrupto. Pero hubo un
But for one president, President Duarte, people back then used to say...
Presidente Duarte, que la gente decía en ese entonces, el presidente...
The president isn't a thief, but he surrounded himself with thieves.
Este no es ladrón, pero se rodeó de ladrones. Y en el...
There was a time when he offered hope for the Salvadorian people.
Un momento representó una esperanza para el pueblo salvadoreño. Pero si
But even if it's true he did not steal,
¿acaso es verdad que él no robó? ¿Qué tonto?
Then he was foolish because he was the people's hope.
¿Tonto fue? Porque él era la esperanza del pueblo. No tocó un
He didn't touch a cent.
Centavo. Y manchó.
And still stained his legacy by surrounding himself with thieves.
Su legado por rodearse de ladrones. Entonces a mí no me va a pasar eso.
That won't happen to me.
Yo no voy a ser el presidente que
I won't be the president that
no robó, pero se rodeó de ladrones.
Didn't steal, but was surrounded by criminals.
Pero que me recuerden como el presidente
I want to be remembered as a president who didn't steal and didn't let anyone else steal either.
Que no robó y que no dejó que nadie robar. Y al que robó lo metió a la cárcel.
And the one who put whoever stole in prison.
Ya hay un par que ya están en la cárcel.
There are a couple who are already there.
La cárcel.
And that's Nayib Bukele. Yeah, some of the guys were smiling. Some of them didn't really have any expressions on their faces when they were sitting. Can you imagine if that happened, like, in the American Congress? Yeah, we're going to take a look to see. A similar process will take place throughout the Western world, since the White Hat's military ultimate goal, is to capture criminals, the head of MI6 promises. Pharmaceutical companies. Oh, did you hear that ding dong? Borla, Albert Borla. He was on Alex this morning. And he's like, we are very proud to save the world. Like, yeah, you know, the COVID came and we came out with a vaccine and we got rid of it. And we saved the world. He literally said that he was very proud, him and Pfizer and all those wonderful people at Pfizer were proud to have saved the world. So are we going to, like, have a little award ceremony now, you know, and give him the key to Earth? He's our hero. Is he going to be Time's Man of the Year, the guy that saved the world? Did anybody else hear that? The guy that saved the world. I'm going to take a quick break coming up to the top of the hour. We'll probably lose IBN. I still can't log in for Thursday. It just doesn't work if anybody over at IBN is listening. So, yeah, you're listening to Revolution.Radio. Help us out by donating preferably some Bitcoin. You can just go there and scan the QR code. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Stick around and we'll finish the Fulford Report when we come back.
Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Feel that things were not quite right, that everything was just ever so slightly askew?
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
The Secret Kindergarten is here for the young children of the world. The best program on the radio for kids. Dealing with the most important topics in the whole universe. Fairy tales, music and movement, numbers, plants, animals, fun, colors, insects. Take care and cast your ears out to catch a story from the world of other young things. Reach out, up, under, and over. Sing a song. Talk about feelings.